here's a story from The World.
There's no wall or barrier along most of the border between the United States and Canada, but for more than a year now, crossing that very porous border has been heavily restricted because of the pandemic. Trucks can still pass, but restrictions on non-essential travel remain in place. That's putting a strain on many families and married couples separated by the border and on U.S.-Canada relations. Reporter Benjamin Payne brings us this story from Blaine, Washington, at a unique spot along the U.S.-Canada border.
Just off the coast of Boundary Bay, in a park, stands a six-story-high concrete arch, Peace Arch. Part of it lies in the U.S., part of it in Canada. Inside the arch is an engraving, "May these gates never be closed." And sure enough, there are two iron gates inside the arch, both swung open. It turns out this monument is more than just a symbol. Peace Arch Park has become a place where families split by the border come to reunite. Alexis Gurr is unpacking her car for a day at the park.
Blankets to stay warm, a heater, propane tanks, food, pillows. So it's like day camping, basically.
She's meeting up with her wife, Katrina, who has pitched a tent to celebrate Alexis's 33rd birthday. Last year, they did the same thing, same place. Alexis is American, Katrina, Canadian. For the past 14 months, the two have met here countless times, taking advantage of a long-standing agreement that allows Canadians to come to the American side of the park without passing through any border checkpoint, and, more importantly, without having to undergo a 2-week quarantine once they return to Canada.
Who can take 2 weeks off work? And I don't have, like, vacation pay or anything, so I can't. I'd go up a lot more if I had the money and the resources to do so.
And that's the thing. It's not that it's impossible for couples to legally cross the border outside the park, given that there are exemptions for American family members to enter Canada. It's that it's impractical and expensive for many to do so.
We're paying for two different lives in two different countries, so it's expensive, it's crappy. It's like, you know, when you have a bad day, you want to vent to your partner, not on FaceTime.
There's just no end in sight,
yeah,
which makes it difficult to plan our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Katrina is trying to get a green card to live in the U.S., but the process has slowed down during the pandemic. And so have talks between the two countries, says Edward Alden, a professor of U.S.-Canada relations at Western Washington University.
There's been no evidence of serious cross-border cooperation, cost-benefit calculations, the development of metrics to allow some sorts of gradual reopening. I have been truly shocked by the lack of cooperation.
Before the pandemic, no visa was necessary for citizens of these two countries to enter the other. I ask Alden when the last time the border was this restricted.
War of 1812? I mean, I'm not being facetious.
He says that the U.S. and Canada have spent the last half century building closer relationships, from free trade agreements to counterterrorism efforts. Not even the 9/11 terrorist attacks were enough to shut down the border. But the outbreak of the pandemic was.
And to see the complete breakdown of border cooperation has been truly shocking. I mean, I think it's created a fairly significant rift between the two countries that is going to be hard to repair.
It's not just the quarantine requirement in Canada that's causing headaches for families. Because of the pandemic, the U.S. land border is closed, with no exemptions for most families. That's been a problem for Devin Weber, a U.S. citizen who lives with her toddler son and Canadian husband in Montreal. Devin's family lives in New York City.
God forbid something happened with my parents. They're in their 70s. My husband couldn't drive down with us to deal with that. And it terrifies me. And if a Canadian can fly into the United States for any reason with a negative COVID test to just go on vacation at Disney World, my husband should be able to cross the land border in our own private vehicle to see our family.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which oversees the U.S. border, declined to comment on whether there are any plans in the works to reopen the land border. A spokesperson for the Public Health Agency of Canada said in a statement that Canada is exploring quarantine exemptions for vaccinated foreign nationals, but that for now, the current restrictions will remain in place. Back at Peace Arch Park, two other couples have tents set up, besides Alexis and Katrina Gurr.
Hopefully within the next month or two, they have some sort of change. Otherwise, it's going to be another shitty summer at the park.
I used to get my hopes up.
She did.
Like a year ago.
Yep.
I was like, it'll just be another month.
Yep.
But it's, yeah, we'll just wait and see.
Come late July, they'll be celebrating their one-year wedding anniversary, a marriage so far spent entirely under a pandemic. For the World, I'm Benjamin Payne in Blaine, Washington.